My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin finally makes his scammer Belinda take down the Facebook page of her alter ego Agnes. And then she wants to get married. So listen and enjoy.
But if I did not care about you and did not believe you on some level, I would have been gone long ago and had Facebook shut down Agnes myself.
Yeah.
And I go, had, not hut, because I wrote hut. Snippet. I go, why does me calling myself a Mugu upset you? I mean, was I not fooled for a long time? Please explain, babe. And you need to tell me when I get you mad. I guess on some level we were very close because I did sense something in you, so maybe that is a positive.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
We're connecting.
I know.
She goes, I guess that's true. How do I take down the Agnes Facebook? I don't know how to do it. I go, you deleted your original profile when that jerk insulted you. She goes, I didn't. I unfriended him and never opened it again. I go, so that site is still up? She goes, I guess so, but I forgot the password. But the only other Belinda Abbey is not you. I am confused. Then I tell her how to do it.
Oh, good.
I give her the link. I go, log into Agnes and go here, give her the link. She goes, okay. I ask her if she's doing it now. She goes, yeah. I go, she goes, have a couple minutes. I want to take advantage of it. I'd rather take advantage of you.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. In my mind, I just gave you the biggest kiss ever. She goes, I'm done. I go, thank you. So let's absorb this.
Okay, now.
I have gotten her fake scamming profile, which she has approached other men with, and we know has asked for money.
Yes.
Gotten that off Facebook.
And so it really was down.
It was really down.
Wow.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, no, that is really.
I'm not only stopping Zazzle.
You talked him off the ledge.
I did. What do you think?
I think that's really good. I mean, that's the whole point, is to stop this.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Are you surprised that she did it?
Yes, I am. I am.
Did you think she would do it?
I think because she said that she would really run out of excuses not to do it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was going to either be the end of the relationship or she was really going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see that she did it, but I'm still not understanding. I mean, you know, the way this works, she could just open up another one.
She could have a ton of other profiles.
She could have a ton. That could just be one of them. She's like, okay, so Agnes bites the dust, but Patty and Susan and Janie and all these others are still going. Right?
No, absolutely. But I still think it's an accomplishment.
It was, because that's the whole idea, is to shut them down one at a time if it takes.
So I go, can I do something to make you less mad at me? She goes, don't know about that. What do you think will make me happy? I go, I don't know. Does I love you help?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, do you, or are you saying something to make me happy? And that's where you go, you know what, this is a real chick. That's a real fucking chick move.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a girl at this point. I had no doubt about that.
Well, we've heard the guy feed Agnes lines, though.
I know.
So how do we know?
Yeah, but that is a chick move.
I go, I do. She goes, so when did you have this feeling, and why did you keep it from me if it's true? I go, I've said it to you before. If I did not love you, how would I still be here with you with everything that my life has become? To walk away from you would surely be the easier path and the one a sane person would do. Yet through it all, I'm still here for no other reason than love. You know, I thought that was very nice. I'm writing it in the moment and you, really, you know.
It was very flowery. I'm sorry. It was good. It was just, it's a Hallmark moment.
I'm trying to woo.
I know.
I'm wooing.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. She goes, well, that's true. I go, do you believe me? She goes, yeah, I do now. I go, why now? She goes, how is your trip going so far?
Oh.
It's eclectic, girl.
Yeah, she's just like random.
Yeah, she is. I go, you didn't answer my question. Why do you believe me now? The trip is fine. It is pretty. The people are nice. I walk on the beach every day, but I am lonely. She goes, well, your reasons are tangible.
Except for my wife.
She goes, well, you're here. She goes, well, your reasons are tangible. I go, well, that is the most unromantic thing I have ever heard, LOL.
your reasons are tangible.
She laughs.
It sounds like Spock trying to woo you back.
It really does.
You know? Now she's really pissed because she's not pitching woo back at you.
Pitching woo. That's a great name for a porn, an Asian porn. Pitching woo.
Woo.
I go, I am glad my reasons are tangible to you. Maybe one day we can cohabitate in the same abode to have a mutually beneficial relationship.
That sounds like government work, government love.
I'm trying to do government work here.
No. It's government love.
Yeah.
Mutually beneficial in cohabitation.
She goes, yeah, that's a nice idea. I go, I'm sorry I hurt you. I really am. She goes, how's your radio show?
Ooh. What?
I go, the one I did this morning, it was good.
Okay. I had a little moment there. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she did that once before.
Yeah, and caught me the same
caught
way.
Caught me the first time
yeah,
the same.
Like, what? Yeah, how's Davinsden going, you bastard?
I go, the one I did this morning, it was good. I was hoping you would be online to listen, but you were not. She goes, yeah, but we'll try and listen the next time. When is the next one coming on? I go, I'm done. Going home next week. Much to do when I get there. She goes, okay. What kind of things have you got to do when you get there? Sounds like they're really important. I go, nothing major. Just get my life in order, LOL.
Yeah, nothing major.
I go, are we good or are you still mad at me? She goes, we are good now. I go, cool. So why does me calling myself a Mugu upset you? Don't really know, but it makes me feel bad. I go, okay. Well, I don't want to do that. I'd much rather make you happy. I go, I still have a nagging feeling that something is different. Maybe it's just in my head. She goes, well, I'm sure nothing is different. I go, okay. She goes, and I'm hoping for the best, she goes. I go, what are you hoping for in particular? Nothing in particular, but hoping to get married this year. Nothing seems to be moving on well, but we have to wait and see as a new year has started. Maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow.
This is the first time we're hearing this, by the way.
I know. Wait. So, yeah, you, I mean.
Well, she's not saying me. She's hoping. She's
hoping to get married. It could be anybody. Wait, my other profiles are hopping.
Exactly.
I only talked to you, you silly.
But I saw that, and that's like, boom.
Boom.
Right in the soul of, oh, fuck, God forbid if this is real.
Oh, my God. I know. Right? Right?
But, so
You know, it's like, here's this woman hoping to get married, and it's like, oh, no, we're just doing radio.
You should tune in. You'd like the show.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.